This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No, I think I'd do this every day if I could. The third day of our three-day broadcast from Big Iron. Only ag show in North America that went on as scheduled, as planned, this year. That's how we do it around here, right? We're unafraid. And a lot of ag innovation. This is Ag Essential, according to our Ag Commissioner. We appreciate that very much. So come on out for one final day today at Big Iron. If you tell me I stand for the flag, by golly, I'll hand you a cap. As well. I'll hand you a cap. Beautiful flag right there on it. So it is yours. Come see us at Big Iron. We have a crazy busy show today. We're going to start right away with the guests. Bill O'Reilly will join us later on the program today. Michelle Bachman will be here to talk about the President's visit to Bemidji tomorrow. Dr. John Fleming, who's a Deputy Chief of Staff to the President, will talk about COVID and Joe Biden's incessant politicization of that. But we save the best for first. As a matter of fact, the author of Speaking for Myself, Faith, Freedom, and the Fight of Our Lives Inside the Trump White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sarah, nice to have you on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Your book is fantastic. It really is. I've read a lot of books, interviewed a lot of authors over the years, and I just love the way you weave the stories of your time in the White House with the stories about your dad. That was a priceless story about that tornado that hit the mansion in Arkansas, and I also laughed a lot about your Christmas trip to Iraq, and you just had a lot of really neat stories in there. So thank you very much for writing just a fun book.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you reading it. I wanted to write a book that everybody can enjoy, not just something for political junkies. I wanted people to see certainly a different side of me, but more importantly, a different side of the president. I wanted them to get to know the person that I saw for 2.5 years every single day fighting for this country and pushing back against the liberal mob and standing up for what's right. Instead of all of the negative books that are written about this president, I wanted a real insider's account of what it was like and how he treated those of us that worked for him.
Yeah, and I really, really hope that that can be a part of the conversation now till November, because the persona of Donald J. Trump through the lens of fake news and the haters is so different than the stories you hear from yourself and others as well. People I know that know him well. Why is that? Why, I mean, is it just because he's not a typical politician? They just don't understand him, so they're going to be as critical as they are. Why do you think he is portrayed the way he is?
I certainly think that some of it is because he's not your typical politician. I think that's why some of the people that support him love him, is because they wanted something different. They were sick and tired of business as usual, tired of Washington operating at the status quo. They wanted somebody to come in and shake things up and be a complete disruptor in Washington. That's exactly what he's done. I think that's one of the reasons he's been able to get so much done in just 4 years, is because he hasn't played by the same old rule book that everybody else has used for so long. And I think if he stays focused on his message and his record of accomplishment over the last 4 years, he's going to do extremely well in November.
Is that a constant conversation with the president? We say stay focused on the message and your record. In other words, don't veer off into something that wouldn't be the message of the day that the media is going to absolutely love. Is that a constant wrestling match for the president himself and those that work for him?
Well, I think that's for everybody. Is trying to stay disciplined on a message. It's difficult at times when you're under just an absolute and consistently being attacked in the way that this president is. No president in history has ever been berated in the way that Donald Trump has been, but he keeps fighting back, keeps getting up every single day. Most people would, I think, be in the fetal position in the corner if they had to go through what he went through every day. But instead, he gets stronger every day, pushes back even more, and keeps winning.
You know, I gathered that his decision to have you not do briefings just because he was disgusted with the media and their treatment of you was a very kind thing on his part, because he'd say that. I mean, look at how they treated, Sarah. This is awful. Yet I always got the impression that, you were fine with it. You're happy to take him on and seeing that role. But talk a little bit about the president's concern over how the media was treating you.
One of the things that he hated was how disrespectful they were in that room and at other times. And he felt like it stopped being productive, that the reporters were so focused on becoming the story instead of reporting the story and trying to have these gotcha moments and these viral moments so that they could be somebody instead of focusing on actually getting the information out to the American people. He thought they were disrespectful and rude, and decided that we could get our message out in better ways. And that's one of the things I think that is so refreshing about this president, is he is so accessible. He takes more questions from the press than any president in modern history. And whether it's the press briefing room, the White House lawn, or the Oval Office, he is constantly engaging and getting his message out to the American people. He does that through Twitter and speeches and other things. And I find it very refreshing. People don't always like his style, but it's hard to argue with the fact of his substance and what he's been able to deliver on, and the fact you always know where he is on any given topic at any given time.
Those reporters incense me, honestly, because it doesn't seem like journalism. It's vicious. Is it a matter of job survival, and trying to, get higher up the ladder, the snarkier you can be, and if somebody actually, believes the president is telling the truth with a particular answer, whatever, that it would be a career death to actually, acknowledge that? What is the deal with them anyway?
I think for some of them, that's certainly they want, to be somebody. They want speaking gigs, book deals, and they want more TV time and a bigger following on social media. And so certainly I think a big part of it is them building a bigger profile. If they have a moment where they get into an argument with the press secretary, or even better, with the president of the United States, they feel like that's something they can cash in on. That's certainly not every reporter, but there are a handful that I think they go into that room or into any engagement hoping for that moment every single day.
But, of course, those of us in forgotten America that Donald Trump honors every single day with his leadership think very, very differently. A texter says, please tell her that it warmed my heart that she got a standing O at the Black Hills. She deserves that for the abuse she took on our behalf. My wife and I were there as well at Mount Rushmore, which was just an incredible event. I mean, everybody should go back and listen to the president's speech and soak in that whole moment. But the texter is right. You got a standing O. That had to feel pretty good.
It was pretty incredible, certainly. Better than walking into the briefing room. I never got much welcome there, so it was really nice. And I loved that event. I thought it was truly spectacular. And I have to say, after we left South Dakota, my family and I actually went to North Dakota and spent some time in Medora. What a beautiful area. My first time ever in North Dakota, and we were just absolutely blown away by how beautiful it was, the town, the people, everything was just incredible. So we had a great time and a great trip there as well.
That's awesome. In fact, today they are picking the architect out of the final three to build the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library that will be in Medora. So you'll have to come back for that.
Absolutely. I'd love to. It's a really neat town. We went to the show and did the entire thing, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So glad you did that. That's an iconic North Dakota event for sure. That's sort of our Black Hills, but it's a lot of fun. So tell me what you think would be an example of a story that people listening that support the president, rooting for the president, pray for the president, but don't really get a chance to see. What would be an example of a story that would best tell the story of Donald Trump to them?
Yeah, I think one of the moments that stuck out for me and I write about in the book is how much the president empowered me. In one particular occasion, I'd had a pretty difficult week. An L.A. Times reporter had attacked me about my appearance, and it just hadn't been my favorite week. And so we were in Japan. We're walking into a bilateral meeting with the prime minister. The president has so many more important things that need to be top of mind for him. And just before we walk into the meeting, he stops me, looks me directly in the eye, and he says, Sarah, you're smart, you're beautiful, and the only reason they attack you is because you're good at your job. And then he kind of slaps me on my shoulder, and he says, okay, now let's get back to work. Don't let those people get you down. And in that moment, Donald Trump was the one who encouraged me. He saw I was down. He was the one that gave me confidence to keep fighting, to step back up to the podium every day, because he defended us. He went out and fought on our behalf, and that's what he's doing for every American every single day. And it was moments like that that I want the rest of the country to be able to see and know about and know who this president is.
Do me a favor. Shut the fake news off, folks. By speaking for yourself, faith, freedom, and the fight of our lives inside the Trump White House. We all know it's the fight of our lives, but you hear the stories from someone there rather than the filters that are out there. You'll think a lot differently. Sarah, God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Great stories about her dad and his rise from lieutenant governor to governor and Fox News. And there's just a lot of really good stories in the book. There really is. It's a lot of fun. So check it out. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Going to tell you about the special. So get ready to be hungry. Coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at eventbrite.com. Rock your health September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How cool is it that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was out of Medora for the musical and taking everything in? I'm fired up. Took the whole family there. That's so awesome. Oh, we'll have to have her back. That was a fun conversation. As I mentioned, the PetroServe USA Lunch specials for today on this fine Thursday should make you hungry. Just down the street here from the Big Iron Grounds is a West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Lasagna with garlic bread, the special today. Cheesy enchiladas at 12th Avenue, Fargo. Meatloaf dinner. Oh, this is kind of a meatloaf dinner day. We're cooling off here a little bit. And, you know, we've got a little wind, a little breeze. Meatloaf dinner warm you right up. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich, too, is a great combo. Your choice in Valley City, exit 292. Valley City off I-94. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich. PetroServe USA. Don't forget the 4-for-4 deal. Oh, that great pizza. Two cookies. 20-ounce drink. 4-for-4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA near you. Let's see here. We have our next guest ready to roll. Daniel, you let me know. We're at Big Iron today. And we encourage folks from Big Iron, if you're out at Big Iron, to stop by and see us, because if you say, I stand for the flag, we got a hat for you. Final day today at Big Iron in West Fargo, and we're in the southeast corner, so come find us. Our next guest is Dr. John Fleming. He is an assistant to the president for planning and implementation, serves as deputy chief of staff as well, and is on the COVID-19 task force, the president's task force on that. So we're going to talk about some of the things in the news here the last couple of days. Dr. Fleming, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Glad to be on with you today.
Thank you so much for being here. I want to start with something that will seem a little obvious, but, you know, so much of our news related to the response on COVID, the vaccine development, the therapies, the progress we're making is buried, honestly. It's hidden by the fake news because they consider it good news for the president, so they don't want to report it. What do you think is, you know, just in an overview sense, the issue you most want people to know that they're not hearing about in the media?
Oh, my goodness. The Trump administration has made such advances with this. Remember, Scott, that the original idea after shutting down travel from China, which saved hundreds of thousands of lives, was to slow the spread so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare system. And while we build it up as well, and right now we have 130,000 ventilators in our stockpile, but we had to be sure that not one single American went without an ICU bed or a ventilator who needed it, and we achieved that. Now, going forward, we developed various therapeutics such as remdesivir, dexamethasone, and convalescent plasma, and the case fatality rates have dropped precipitously, 85%. Now, that is to say, people who get this infection, we're seeing deaths among those people, even in the vulnerable population. It's dropped 85% because of all of the therapeutics and better techniques we have of treating it. And meanwhile, in record time, we are developing one, if not really, at least six effective and safe vaccines, which will end the pandemic. And we expect to have at least one by the end of the year.
And we have a presidential campaign going on. You probably noticed, in which the candidate in less than 50 days, is going to be determined for the next 4 years. One of them, Joe Biden, saying, you know, I don't trust Donald Trump. Somehow suggesting I trust the scientists, I trust vaccines, but I don't trust the president. So, in other words, the president would do something that would in some way, harm that process. Can you talk a little bit about just how that is safeguarded? That obviously the president would push, and obviously he'd have Operation Warp Speed, but it isn't like he can say, well, just, skip those trials and, let's get this out. I mean, that's what he's trying to say, and it's scary.
Well, Joe Biden is simply trying to create fear in the minds of Americans, when in fact, what has happened is the president has put billions of dollars behind a number of different vaccine candidates and rushing them through development without cutting any corners. So he's paid down the risk, but no vaccine, really no medication, no vaccine can be approved in this country unless it's passed the test through the FDA, through career scientists. The Data and Safety Board have to approve it. They're nonpartisan, nonpolitical. And we're going to have hundreds of thousands of volunteers who are going to be tested before this thing is rolled out to the American people. So he's just simply, unfortunately, Sleepy Joe is simply politicizing vaccines, which is really going to harm Americans, and it's really shame on him for doing that.
Yeah, and I really would hope people, even supporters of Joe Biden, would say, come on. I mean, this is public health. Can you step back from the partisan stuff for a minute here, for crying out loud? I mean, it's really amazing. Now, tell me a little bit about it as far as, I mean, everything you said, by the way, on the therapies, vaccines, exciting. And Dr. Birx was here recently and talked about it, too. And I keep saying none of that's getting enough attention. We have, you know, therapies that are working. Even where you have, for instance, college campuses and kids getting it in large numbers, well, their plasma is going to save lives. So, and the vaccine front sounds really good. Yesterday there was an issue related to the timeline of who would get the vaccine. Dr. Redfield at the CDC had said he thought it was going to be a while before the general public got it. How do you stage it? Who gets it first, and how does it get out?
Well, there is, again, a nonpartisan, nonpolitical organization that determines what the priorities are for that. But I can tell you, we're actually manufacturing hundreds of millions of doses while we're doing the testing. So it's going to be available to Americans nationwide within weeks of when the first shot is given. But typically, in a vaccine like this, you would want to give it, of course, to the elderly, people with comorbid conditions, people who are most vulnerable. Remember, one of the reasons why the death rates have gone down so much is because we've learned how to deal with this disease using face masks, using hand washing techniques, and social distancing. And so the people who are out about working and going to school are younger, healthy individuals who are observing the three W's, again, wash hands, wear a mask, and watch your distance. And we're keeping the vulnerable more protected. And certainly we're doing a much better job with the nursing homes and so forth, so that people with comorbid conditions like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and elderly people are less likely to get the infection. And those who are getting the infection are more robust, and there's more things we can do to help them should they get in some trouble.
I have just a short time left, 45 seconds for your answer, and it's a big question. We had a listener yesterday look at month-to-month death tolls, you know, in our state, North Dakota, for every year for the last 5 years. And this year was really no different than any other year. I mean, one up a little here, one down a little here. Are more people dying because of COVID, or are the same amount of people dying just for different reasons?
Difficult to speak just to one state, but nationwide, what you're talking about is the number of deaths over the normal number of deaths this time of year, kind of the background. And yes, there was a brief spike in April, but we came down to baseline certainly by June. And so we're having no more numbers of deaths, no more frequency of deaths, and haven't for months. So it's very good news.
It's a pretty important statistic, again, that ought to be on the evening news tonight from everybody, but I know I feel your pain in that regard. Dr. Fleming, what a wonderful conversation. We'll have you back. Thank you so much for the information. We appreciate the service you're providing the president and the country. Take care.
Thank you, Scott.
And we'll have more from Big Iron after this. Can't even believe all these great, great statistics we're hearing.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three. And that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fendt Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of. And uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Weekly jobless claims now below a million for the third week in a row, as Labor Department figures just released show 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 33,000 fewer than the previous week's total, which was revised up to 893,000. Economist Joel Naroff says it's somewhat good news.
New claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
The southeastern U.S. still getting dumped on with rain from what was Hurricane Sally, and already forecasters say there's a 70% chance that another system in the Gulf could become a tropical depression by this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A little slice of heaven in western North Dakota known as Tioga, North Dakota. It is where the oil boom started in 1950s, the oil capital of North Dakota. And it is a place that is a great, wonderful community to raise a family. It really is. A lot happening there. Average household income over $73,000. Of course, the Hess plant and the solar farm, but so many other things happening as well. Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, Drone Camp for Kids. A lot going on. TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. We're back at Big Iron. We're at the Butler booth. If you stop by here and say hello, and just tell us, I stand for the flag, which I know you do, but you tell us that and we'll hand you a flag cap. So come on by and see us. Big Iron. In its final day today, our next guest has been a guest on this program a number of times, but it's been a while, and we are so excited to catch up with her, Michelle Bachmann, former member of Congress on the Trump team, and the president, of course, coming to Bemidji tomorrow, so that's going to be exciting. Michelle Bachmann, welcome back. How are you?
The great Scott Hennen. It's wonderful to be back with you again, and also your terrific audience. Thank you for having me on today.
I remember when you left Congress, you said, "Scott, I really don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen real close to find out what the good Lord wants me to do." Give us an overview of the things you've been doing since you were in Congress.
Yeah, I've been extremely busy. I've been speaking literally all over the world and all across the United States, not as much in Minnesota, but really around the world. And I've spoken on the topics that you and I and your audience have cared about for so many years. And I also have served on quite a few board of directors. I'm the chairman of the board of the Family Research Council, which brings faith, family, and freedom to the United States Congress. Those are the issues that we care about. I'm also the co-chair of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. And we've gone to capitals all across the earth in different nations to literally just pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we're seeing peace come into that city, and God is answering our prayers. So I've been involved in a lot of faith efforts, but I've also been involved in trying to explain to people the issues of the day throughout speeches across the United States.
You know Minnesota well, having represented its citizens before. Give me your sense of where Minnesota is at right now. The president coming tomorrow to Bemidji, Minnesota. Is that fantastic or what? Never been a president to visit Bemidji. He's coming to Bemidji. I just love it. And what's your sense of how it's going for the Trump campaign in Minnesota?
It's going fabulous in the state of Minnesota, and I'm thrilled that our president is coming. This shows the importance of the Iron Range, but also of Bemidji in particular. people across the United States and here in Minnesota, where the spark really began for the civil unrest and the distress that we've seen on American streets, it's like nothing in our modern memory. As we all know, there's been greater loss financially from these riots that have happened in streets, the burning down that's happening. People are very distressed as they see this. Law and order is uppermost on people's minds. We have a president that stands strong for law and order, and that is the president's goal, to restore to our streets a sense of security and happiness and prosperity that's been missing over these summer months. And if there's anyone who has the ability to do this and to bring people together, it's the president of the United States.
I have to ask you about a bizarre story that I think really is the story of the day. The Minneapolis City Council meeting yesterday, and they're all distressed because crime is up. And they're like, oh, crime is up. What's going on? These are the same people that, you know, were degrading the police, were trying to defund the police, disband the police in Minneapolis. What in the world is going on?
Well, the shock is that Lisa Bender and this hapless crowd of Marxists who occupy the Minneapolis City Council thought it was so cool to say that it was white privilege to call 911 if you need police presence to keep you safe. That was white privilege. Now, not so much. It's as though they have amnesia or Alzheimer's. They can't even remember what they were for. This is the same crowd that voted to abolish the police department. They thought that made them sound so cool. And they actually voted for that. They voted to defund the police. And what looks so good in a college classroom course, where it seems cool to trash your heritage, trash your city, trash what makes sense in a society, it doesn't look so good when people are literally getting killed. And this is no joke. Every night in the streets of Minneapolis, we just had two teenagers shot in Minneapolis. In the broad daylight in the afternoon in front of a gas station, one was tragically killed. This isn't funny anymore. It's sick. These people shouldn't be in positions of authority and decision making. That's why we need an adult in the room. Donald Trump has delivered in every possible area for Minnesota, from our economy to oil and fossil fuel production. In the area of law enforcement, he delivered until the left came in in charge of these major metropolitan cities, and they destroyed them with their progressive politics. But Donald Trump he's the only one who could turn this around for us and get our nation back to true normalization, and that's what he'll do.
You know, people of faith have deep understanding of people who in the past have made a mistake, marriage breakup, an affair, whatever. Pick your thing, and being able to look at that person having fallen like we all can. People that don't have a strong faith, they look at somebody like Donald Trump, and they see some things in his past, and they say, how can you people who talk about praying, who are faith, stand for that guy? Well, I know there's a lot of people out there that think that way. What would you say to them on their evaluation of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump?
Well, I know Donald Trump personally, and I've known him since about 2011. He's one of the finest men I've ever met on a personal level. He truly is an extremely capable, competent, and caring individual. There isn't one person, like you said, Scott, who hasn't fallen in life. The Bible tells us that. All have fallen short. All have sinned. He has sinned. But one thing about Donald Trump, he has gone before God, and I've talked to his pastor, who has told me that the pastor has prayed with Donald Trump for salvation in his life. Now, he's in the process of sanctification, yep, like all of us are, walking in our faith. So he is in the process of that. But what people don't know, because the media don't tell you, he has been the most pro-life president in the history of the United States. The president who has stood more for religious freedom, religious liberty, and to help persecution of Christians and Jews and of any faith across the world. No one has ever done what he has done. He's done more to stand for Israel than any other president in the history of the United States. So from a faith and a moral perspective, we've never had it so good with a president than we have in this last 3.5 years. And here's something a lot of people don't recognize. they look at Ronald Reagan, which I did, as one of the greatest presidents in modern times. But Donald Trump accomplished more in the first 2 years of his presidency than Ronald Reagan was able to accomplish in 8 years of two terms of a presidency. That's a remarkable fact. But the media has not told the incredible breakthrough story of Donald Trump. Most people don't know it. It's been hidden. And now all the social media tech masters of the universe, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all of these social media accounts are purposely, intentionally censoring conservatives and conservative content, and they brag about it. They're happy about it because they say what conservatives have to say is, quote, misinformation, and so they refuse to show it. So the story of all of the successes of Donald Trump, which people aren't aware of, are hidden under a bushel. That's why you and I are talking today. We're not going to keep this light under a bushel. We are going to talk about it. And I am a woman of faith. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just a sinner who's forgiven by God. And I am delighted as I look at President Trump and everything he has done for the faith community more than any other president ever has in our lifetime. He will continue to stand for these issues going forward. It will be a complete opposite scenario under Joe Biden, complete opposite. Everything that we hold dear and cherish from a moral and biblical point of view will be undermined by a Biden-Harris administration. They've already demonstrated that. I'll give you one example. Joe Biden said the first thing he will do as president of the United States is pass the Equality Act. What's that? It's really the Inequality Act, because the effect of the Equality Act will be to punish people who hold biblical beliefs about moral issues, and we will be punished in our beliefs because we will have to treat all of the various sexual identities and gender identities as equal to anything else. So, for instance, if you have a Christian school or a Christian business or you're a Christian businessman, you are forced to hire people that don't share your beliefs, which that's okay, but if they act out in a certain way in accordance with their sexual identity and beliefs, you have no ability to prevent that. So you could be a Christian school or a church, and you'd be forced to hire someone who's very flamboyant in their dress and their beliefs, et cetera, that disagree with your sincerely held religious beliefs. Before we had religious freedom, religious rights, under a bill that we passed called RFRA in 1993, RFRA would be destroyed under the Equality Act. And so we would have nothing to appeal to, and we would lose our rights, and there'd be preferences for those who agree with acts that we may find morally repugnant. This would be a profound change. All of us would lose rights dramatically to free speech and free expression if this happens. And that's Joe Biden's highest priority as president of the United States, to take away and deny our rights, our sincerely held religious beliefs. That's serious. The media hasn't talked about it, but every person of faith needs to know that's Joe Biden's highest priority as president of the United States.
Wow. You are a warrior as always, and I know you'll be doing a lot of work to make sure the President of the United States stays there 4 years so we can be saved from that crazy agenda for sure. And I can't wait to talk to you some more as we get closer to the election. Thanks so much for the time today, and we look forward to seeing the President tomorrow in Bemidji, Minnesota. Thanks, Michelle.
It's going to be great. I love your audience. God bless you, Scott. Bye-bye.
You take care. They love you. Michelle Bachman, our guest on the What's on Your Mind program from Big Iron today. And Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. We're going to chat with him coming up in a couple of minutes. He's a birthday boy. We have some more of our friends from Butler that will be joining us today on the program, so stay tuned for all of that. And, of course, we're brought to you by MyPillow as well today. Mike Lindell, there's another warrior. Mike Lindell and his team, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow. Great deals right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, including the mattress topper with a 30% discount. It's already priced right. And 30% off MyPillow.com. Promo
code. University of Mary is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 Scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants transferring to the university this fall. Our rural campus is spacious. Instead of auditorium-style classes with hundreds of students, our faculty know students by name. And campus dining is available 24/7. To learn about our plans to restart classes safely on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ Indell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. See us at Big Iron in the Hartle Building, booths A12 and A29. Sound technology for smarter farming. Intelligent Ag.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stands for Advanced Business Machines. And what is you know, like your printers, right? Copiers, office equipment of any kind, they're the pros. So if you need an upgrade, you want this employee-owned company based right here, your money stays in the community. And here's something I didn't think of until I talked to these folks. But, you know, today's printer is really a computer. A lot of data, a lot of analytics to help you track usage as a high-end computer. You know, save money on the job, all those things are important. Who's printing what, as an example. But did you know that hackers can get into your servers through your printers? That's right. So the security risks are something you need to think about. Encryption and firewalls, and they take care of that in advanced business methods. Coming up on their 50th anniversary right now. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. Out at Big Iron today. Having a grand old time. I want to thank our fine sponsors that have made our broadcast possible. Folks like Intelligent Ag, North Dakota Farmers Union, of course, the folks at Butler, High Plains Apache. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate it very much. And are enjoying our time at Big Iron. We're in the southeast corner of the ground, so you can find us easily. And we have a special guest with us today on location. It is Jim the Flagpole Guy. Here he is in real live color.
Good morning, Scott.
Today, celebrating a milestone birthday, but I won't ask you. Happy birthday.
Plus you say I qualify for senior discounts.
There you go. You got your senior discounts going. Well, that's all right. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What a great time to be here, Scott.
Give me your thoughts on Big Iron. What sticks with you?
Well, it's my first go-round, but you know what's really cool is that when we announced yesterday on the radio that that I was here and that we're going to give a flagpole away, a farm-attached flagpole, gentleman. His name is Jim. His sister called and said, you got to get over to see Scott. You got to get over to see Scott. Well, then it turns out, actually, he's a member of a tractor club, and they travel around, and they do these circuits, and they, like, do, like, 20-mile tractor rides. And I thought, well, isn't that cool? You know, so what a better guy. And there's not a better person that could have won that flagpole. And he's going to mount it on his Massey Ferguson, an older one, and he's going to travel around with it. So I'm glad he got it. That was really cool.
It's fun to meet the folks that listen and you know, love the flag like we do and want to celebrate it and love the innovation you come up with that new farm-attached flagpole. Tell folks about this innovation.
Well, so for 4 years, I've gotten calls from people, and they're like, where do I get a flagpole from a combine? I need one. And they always try and make them, and they break, and they struggle with them and everything. And this year, we came across a product, and we manufactured, what we do is modify it and created a version of our own, call it the farm attached flagpole. It's a multi-type attachment where it can be attached with a clamp, or it can be attached with zip ties, or it could be through bolted. It's got knurling on the bottom of it, so it doesn't move, and it has a spring. So when you're going down the going down through the field, the flag is being tugged. What happens is the spring takes up some of the load off of the flag, makes your flag last longer, and it's easily attached, and it's easily, there's a pin, you can take the pin out and take your flag down before you put it in the barn for the night. So I'm just ecstatic, and gotten great reviews out of them, and we're selling them 5 at a time. So thank you to all who have made those purchases. And
easy to install?
Very easy to install.
Yeah, so it's up there in no time.
Yeah.
These are farmers after all.
Yep, and they always tell me, we're farmers, we can modify anything.
they can build a spaceship, you know, let alone attach a flag. What do they cost?
They're $129. If you are here at the show, we're going to sell them for $119.
$119 at the show,
yep.
Otherwise $129.
Yep.
And how do if folks are not able to get the Big Iron, how do they get them?
It's Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. That's Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. Just leave a message with your address that you'd like farm-attached flagpoles, and we'll get them shipped to you. Well, you know, the most important part of this business is the people that I serve. And I'm just overwhelmed by the depth of the people that I speak to. And yesterday I came across a gentleman, and we sat and talked about America, and we talked about what is happening in America, and he had tears in his eyes. He's just, you know, you could tell he's deeply moved by what's happening. And we spoke for a while, and then he said he's running for Senate. And I just want to mention him, Mr. Lem, from... He is from the Hillsborough District, and his, I just, you know, is, I could tell he's the type of guy that North Dakota needs as a senator, because before he even mentioned that, I just tell, you know, the tears that come out of his eyes when he thought about what it was like for him as a child, and then what it's like for his grandchildren and all of our grandchildren.
Something we're all thinking about.
And he wants to make sure that they have that opportunity that he has.
What a neat conversation, like so many here. Texter says, happy birthday, Jim. Have a special day.
Thank you.
Another said, do they make a flag that you could put on your vehicle that will stand up in the wind while driving?
Even the Polys, you know, I had one that went from, you know, about 100 miles, and that's what I got out of it at 70.
You
got
to go by combine speed to make it go, right? Jim, the flagpole guy with us today at Big Iron.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.